a new command I give unto you. That's with some of Jesus' last words. And this is my command, that you love one another. He was talking about the family of faith. Never before in our lifetimes has it been more important to love one another. And I'm not talking just about the people who are in your or my particular fellowship that come and worship inside the same four walls that we do. I'm talking about every person who has been saved by the grace of Jesus Christ, who proclaims Jesus as Lord, trying to follow Jesus the best they can, who have received the Holy Spirit. We must love one another. I don't care what our language is. I don't care what the color of our skin is. I don't care what our nationality. I don't care what our politic. We must love one another. We must hang together in unity. Listen to what the Apostle John said about this. It's found in 1 John chapter 3, verse 11. For this is the message that we heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one who murdered his brother. And wherefore did he murder him? Because his own works were evil, and his brothers were righteous. Marvel not, my brothers, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brothers. He that loves not his brother abides in death. Whoso hates his brother is a murderer, and we know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Hereby we perceive the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. You see, we're heavily invested with all of the people in the world that are suffering for the name of Jesus. We must all pray for them, but if we can do something more than pray, we must do it. We must love one another. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I'm feeling such an acute sense of anxiety for my brothers and sisters. I pray for them now, Lord, throughout the world that are being persecuted. And I pray for my brothers and sisters and for myself, for those of us who are not suffering such persecution, but we are being distracted by so many things in this world. I pray, O Lord God, that you would draw all of us together in love. And Lord, if there's something that I can do besides praying for my brothers and sisters, I must do that. So lead me, O Lord. So many times I feel so helpless at what's happening, Lord, but you are my Lord. Whatsoever you say for me to do from the Scriptures and from the Spirit, that's what I will do. In Jesus' name, amen.